I'm Dave Deuce Mason. It is 3:05. Time to buy your April 13th King of the Cage fight tickets at GoldCountryCasino.com. Let's start with the future of the Sacramento Kings. And last night, the Sacramento City Council approved the arena term sheet, 7-2. And the next step for Sacramento's fight to save the Kings starts April 3rd in New York City, where Mayor Kevin Johnson, along with the major equity partners, will go to New York City and meet with the NBA. The Seattle group will be there as well, so stay tuned to CBS Sports 1140 for the very latest on the fight to save the Kings. News 10 reported today that Kings minority owner Bob Cook's bankruptcy lawyers have completed negotiations to sell his 7% share of the team to Chris Hansen of Seattle for $15.1 million. Mayor Kevin Johnson said in a statement earlier, quote, "We knew this was going to happen and know exactly what our next steps are. We are playing to win," end quote. Johnson also encouraged the fan base to go to herewebuy.org to pledge on season tickets in a brand new arena. The goal is 10,000 season ticket pledges by April 3rd, and right now it's at 6,280 season ticket pledges. The Sacramento Kings are back on the court tonight in Oakland to take on the Golden State Warriors. We'll have all the coverage with Kings Live at 7, tip-off at 7:30. Miami, they've won 27 straight games. They're in action tonight to take on the Bulls. Dwayne Wade will be in the lineup for Miami. He missed the last two games with a sore knee. The Lakers take on Minnesota tonight at the Target Center. No Meta World Peace. He is out 6 weeks. He'll have surgery to repair a torn lateral meniscus. In the National Football League, the Raiders have cut defensive lineman Tommy Kelly today, and former Raiders safety Michael Huff agrees to a 3-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. Coming up, it's the Grant Napier Show live from Oakland on CBS Sports 1140.
This is the Grant Napier Show on CBS Sports 1140.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Grant Napier Show. Now, Grant Napier.
So I was doing an interview this afternoon on a Bay Area station, and I was asked, is this the last time that the Kings will be playing the Warriors? I said, hell no, it's not the last time. Hell no, it's not the last time. You know what's amazing about what's gone on? 28 years, we've had NBA basketball in the capital city. That's right, 28 years. And when you talk to anybody that played in the old Arco or the current building, whether it's a former King, a former Celtic, a former Laker, if you talk to Larry Bird and you ask him, hey, what was the greatest thing about playing in Sacramento? The first thing Larry Bird will say, the fans. When you talk to Magic Johnson and you ask him the best thing about playing in Sacramento, the first thing that he mentions are the fans. When you talk to Vlade Divac, it's the fans. When you talk to Peja Stojakovic, it's the fans. When you talk to Spud Webb, the fans. When you talk with Vinny Del Negro, the coach of the Clippers, it's the fans. If you ask Michael Jordan, what do you remember the most about playing in Sacramento? The fans. When you ask David Robinson, give me your memories of playing in Sacramento. Oh boy, the fans. The fans were great. Sean Elliott, the fans were great. Dr. J, the fans. The fans were great. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar talks about the fans. Okay? It's the first thing that comes out of every single mouth of these great players that have been through the pike in 28 years. The fans. They always talk about the fans. And last night at City Hall, the City Council voted to approve the term sheet by a count of 7-2. And you know what? Here's the truth of the matter. The fans that everybody talks about have been getting screwed over the last couple of years. That's right. The fans have been getting screwed. The fans have been getting screwed because they have been put through the ringer. They have been put through an emotional roller coaster. And some of those people got off the roller coaster and said, I can't take it anymore. And then there were others that have stayed on and they're ready to vomit because they can't take it anymore. Because they've gone up and down and around and around and around and around and around and around and they've had it. And you know what? You understand. Because they've been put through the ringer for a long time. Not just this year, not just last year, not the year before that. And you know what? The fans have asked for a change. And now the change is upon us. Okay? There are a lot of fans that said, I'm not coming back. We want change. Well, last night, the city of Sacramento said yes to the change. And you tell me something. You've got four amazing people that have stepped forward to keep this ball rolling. From Ron Burkle, Mark Mastrov, Vadek Ranadive, and of course, the Jacobs brothers. They're on board from all parts of California. And they all talk about the fans. I had listened to the interview that Jason Ross had yesterday with Vivek. And you know what? He kept on talking about the fans over and over again. And yet he's the co-owner of the Warriors, and they're going to have once again another sellout crowd tonight here to watch the Kings play the Warriors. But he talked about the fans. Mark Mastrop talks about the fans. We keep on talking about the fans every single day, every single year that I've been on this show. I told you about the stories when I first moved here in 1987. And I remember in the fall of 1987 when I was working for Channel 31, going out to the old arena to do stories of fans that were sleeping for 2 and 3 nights in their sleeping bags. They brought their chairs. They brought the tents outside of the Arca One box office because they were trying to get tickets to go to the games. What separates Sacramento from every other city in America are the fans. And when you hear every single player that's played in the NBA talk about the fans, well, they're just not making it up. They're just not making it up. They talk about it because it was impactful. They talk about it because it's the truth. And so here we are, the last week of March. And the fans that have been on the roller coaster, some of you are still on, some of you jumped off. But the one thing you all have in common is that you've always loved this team. And some of you have said, you know what, I can't handle it anymore, but I'll be back. And then others have said, I'm here thick and thin. I'm here until I die. The positive Daves of the world. They're through thick and thin until death. And there are a lot of people just like Positive Dave. And they show up every single night to games. And so here we are. And the mayor of Sacramento, Kevin Johnson, who somehow, some way, was able to pull off a miracle to get four equity investors, a 7-2 vote, an arena deal done in record time. Now they're asking for your help. That's right. It is now your turn. I get people calling me up all the time. Grant, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? You know what you can do? I'm going to tell you what you can do. You can show Mark Mastrov, Ron Burkle, Vivek Ranadive, and the Jacob brothers, you can show them, thank you very much. Wow, I can't believe your support for Sacramento and the Sacramento Kings. And you can go to herewebuy.org and you can make a pledge to buy your season tickets. That's right, a good faith pledge. You've been waiting on the sidelines. You've been waiting because you jumped off the roller coaster. Guess what? The roller coaster just came by, and you know what? They took all the hills out of it. It's going to be a nice, pleasant ride, okay? There aren't many peaks and valleys anymore. You're almost at the end. And then you're going to be able to drink your champagne, and you're going to be able to toast with your friends and your family, and you're going to say, man, this was the worst couple of years I've ever been through as a sports fan, but wow, I can't believe it. We're going to have a brand new downtown arena with these unbelievable investors, and the sun's going to rise, and the Kings are going to be good again, and we're all going to be sitting in a brand new downtown arena watching playoff basketball. And you're going to look around, and every single seat is going to be full, and it's going to be the old Arco Thunder, and people once again across the NBA will be talking about the Sacramento Kings. And 10 and 15 and 20 years from now and 25 years from now, when the players that retire that are playing now come back, they'll once again talk about the fans. The same way that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Larry Bird and all the other great players to this day still talk about it. And now it is your turn. HereWeBuy.org. Your turn. And you know what? Not a lot of people, when you look at the entire society as a whole, are in the social media. I work with a guy, Jerry Reynolds, who can barely turn his telephone on, okay? So social media is great to get the word out, but the real word comes from you. It's about you getting on your phone and calling friends. It's about you getting on your emails, okay, and sending an email blast to your friends. It's about telling your neighbors and having them tell their neighbors, okay? That's right. It's about doing a little bit of work to keep this team in Sacramento. Because the reality is the city has done their work. The investors have done their work. All of the people behind the scenes have done their work. Now it's time for you to do your work. And you go to herewebuy.org and you make a good faith pledge. And you know what my goal is today? I want to see that freaking meter look like a gas pump. That's what I want. I want that thing to go above 10,000. 10,000 is fine and dandy. Let's get it to 11,000. Let's get it to 12,000. Let's rock this NBA world, okay? Let's not get to next Wednesday and have this team be awarded to Seattle because there wasn't enough fan support. Not enough fan support. Are you kidding me in Sacramento? That's never been uttered before. Not enough fan support. Well, you can't be talking about Sacramento. That doesn't apply to Sacramento. So now it's your turn. And that's what I'm going to do right now. I've already bought tickets. I'm going to buy more. Okay? I'm making the commitment right here on a 50,000-watt radio station. I'm buying more tickets. All right? I'm going on to Here We Buy right now. And I'm going to buy tickets that I'm going to donate for charity. That's right. Every single game, I'm going to be giving away tickets at the new arena. That's my pledge. I'm doing it as we speak. I'm going to herewebuy.org. And I'm making the commitment right here and right now. We're at 6,314. You know what? That's not good enough. 6,314 is not going to cut it. Now we're at 6,316. And as soon as I'm done with this, that number is going to rise. So you, okay, it is your turn right now to roll up your sleeves to your freaking neck and get on the horn and make this happen. Don't you dare. Don't you dare allow the mayor of Sacramento, Ron Burkle, Mark Mastrov, Vivek Ranadive, and Paul Jacobs to go to New York without at least 10,000 pledges. Don't you dare let that happen. And it just takes a little bit of work. Get the word out to people that don't have social media. Get the word out to the people that aren't on Twitter. Get the word out. Make it happen. You've got 1 week. And I want to see that meter on herewebuy.org take off. I want the numbers to freaking fall off because they're spinning so fast. 6,322 and rising. Can you do that? After 28 years, and I get people asking me, is this the last time you're coming here? Hell no, it's not the last time the Kings are playing here. And if you think it is, you're wrong. You're wrong. People ask me, what's the worst part of going through this process? For me personally, you know what the worst part is? And Jerry and I have talked about this. It's walking into different arenas and have other announcers of the teams come up and talk to us like we're getting ready for a burial. And I look at Jerry and I'm like, hey, we'll be back next year. You're not saying goodbye for the last time. So get off of that ride right now. You know? We don't need compassion. We don't need sympathy. We're Sacramento. All right? We're not looking for anything other than getting the job done. We don't need people kissing our butts. We don't need people saying, gee, I really hope it works out. You know what? That's fine and dandy, but it doesn't mean squat at the end of the day. All right? We're about survival. We're about a city that has rallied against all odds time again, time again, time again. And we've been put through the ringer, all of us. And yes, you as a fan have gotten screwed through all of this. You have been absolutely screwed. You've been screwed because for time and time again, you've thought that you were going to have a new arena. And here we are in 2013. And once again, there's a term sheet to change the entire Sacramento region around. That's right. Turn it all around. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You're either on board or you're not on board. Now, as far as the city council meeting last night, you know what? Everybody has a right to their opinion. Every official has a right to a vote, just like you have a right to vote for who you want, and I have a right to vote for who I want. And when it comes to Kevin McCarty and Daryl Fong, I can't really understand their reasons, but I'm going to tell you something right now. For Kevin McCarty to step up at his dais at City Hall and to talk about the Seattle deal being better, I better never, ever, 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 ever see his butt at the new sports and entertainment facility. And if I ever see it, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go up to him. I'm going to ask him what he's doing there. I think that would be a fair question. The nerve, the absolute nerve to bring up the arena deal in Seattle when the people sitting to his right and their left have busted their ass on 24-hour workdays the John Shireys of the world, the investors, their attorneys, and everyone else, the freaking nerve of Kevin McCarthy to talk about the deal in Seattle is repulsive. It is absolutely repulsive. Really? I got to listen to a council member of Sacramento talk about the Seattle deal in front of a Sacramento audience in a community that has done everything and more over 28 years? Really? Come on now. You can do better than that, huh? You know how you can do better than that? Shut your mouth. That's how you can do better than that. Some of the stupid things that come out of people's mouths. Hey, if you don't like the deal, that's fine. You're entitled to that. You have your reasons. Hey, you're entitled to it. You were voted to be a council member. We may not agree with your reasons, but for you to sit there in the city of Sacramento on one of the most, if not the most historic night in the history of the city, to go that route, maybe you ought to look for a job up in Seattle. Maybe that would be the best thing that could happen to you. Why don't you go work up there in the Seattle city government? I'm sure they would love to have you with that support. So herewebuy.org, folks. All right? That's what you can do. That's what you can do. Are you on board? What did I tell you back in January? I told you that there were going to be ups and downs, and you're going to get punched in the stomach from now and then, but I told you, don't ever give up. Don't ever lose hope. All right? Don't ever give up. And I'm not Jim Valvano here, but go look at that speech, because that's what Sacramento's all about. We don't give up. We don't quit. We don't wave the white flag. We understand. We dig in. And at the end of the day, we're left standing. Told you we'd have a couple of standing eight counts. We did. We haven't hit the canvas yet. We're still standing. We've delivered some standing eight counts. As a matter of fact, we've delivered four of them. And maybe five with the vote last night. But the other competitor is still standing too. They've wobbled. We've wobbled. We're both standing. Now it's time to not only stand, but be united as one, once and for all, for the next 35 years, so that the way my boys grew up watching the Kings from birth up until ages 14 and 16, so that one day they can take their sons and daughters to the game, that you can take your grandparents to the game, that you can take your neighbors to the game, that they will have the same type of enjoyment that we had back when the Seattle Sonics, not to mention them, came into town for one of the most thrilling series I've ever witnessed in 1996. For a Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals, or a Game 5 with a Mike Bibby game-winning shot. For the double overtime games. For the thrilling last-minute shots. For the circus. For the ice capades. For the concerts. All right? 35 years. That's what you're signing up for. You're signing up to support this community. And right now, all we're asking you to do is make a pledge. That's right. Make a good faith pledge to buy season tickets once the NBA says yes to the city of Sacramento. You got to do it now. We're not waiting until then. You're making a good faith pledge. We're at 6,410. On this meter, you know what's happened? The price of gas has just come down a little bit in the last 15 minutes. I'm okay with that. All right? I'm okay if we go back to the 1990 prices of gasoline and the meter's going to move a little bit slower. I'm okay with that. But here's the deal. We're moving the meter. You and I and your neighbors and your friends, we're moving the freaking meter. And we're moving that meter until it adds another digit to it. And then we're still going to move it. And if you're tired of hearing me talk about it, then you can change the station right now. Because I'm going to talk about it every single day. Just like I told you I was going to talk about it every single day back in January when the news broke. And I'm still going to talk about it. And I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. And I'm going to talk about it next week. And I'm going to talk about it until the NBA says, you know what? The city of Sacramento has done everything that they can do. The team is staying there. And then we're going to talk about it in a different light. But until then, it's going to be the topic of my show every single day. Take it or leave it. You're either on the ship or you're off the ship. I'm on the ship. Okay? My family's on board. Are you on board? You make that decision. Herewebuy.org. You make that meter move. We're going to be with you right up until 7 o'clock. It's the Kings and the Warriors. HereWeBuy.org right now as I go to break after the first segment. 6,417. Keep it going, baby. Just keep it going. This is Grant Napier coming to you from Oakland on CBS Sports 1140.